What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Thank you, Luke. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Happy lunchtime, everybody. Scott Anderson, you got big plans for later today? Just a little Tiger baseball.
A little Tiger baseball, but there are a couple errands I have to run after the show.
Yeah? Does that include the range?
It might, actually, because one of the things I need to do is I need to get a new golf bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably run up to Carl's and see what they got.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah?
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. And it's a good day to hit the range, I think.
Yeah, see how that new golf bag does for
right,
you.
Right, right, right. But, yeah, well, I mean, it's a little cooler. It's supposed to heat up a little bit, but I wonder if it's going to be humid or not. But all these ranges now, I think at Carl's anyway, they have all TrackMan and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's great. It's really cool. It makes it a little bit more fun because you can see your spray chart.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if I trust the yardages on it, but the trajectory and all that stuff, and where the direction of where it's going, I do like to see that.
Yeah. All right. So I saw something driving into work today. It's the second time I've seen this out in the wild, and I just think it's the coolest, coolest thing. I was driving into work, and I was going through Farmington. And I was rerouting because there's three construction zones between my house and work.
Right.
So I'm on surface streets driving through a neighborhood. There's a little wooded area to the right, and out darted a fox.
Oh, fox are cool.
And at first I thought it was a dog, a small deer, and it just ran across the road and stopped. And I pulled up and I stopped. There was no traffic around. And it just turned and looked at me, and I looked at him, and I'm like, you are so freaking cool. And it's the second time I've seen a fox out in the wild. The other time I was playing Boyne Highlands, mm-hmm. the Arthur Hills course, and I was on number 14, back nine of the Arthur Hills, which is jammed between two par threes. There's the one impossible par three that's got the giant swale down to the right, and then there's the shorter par three with the waste bunker the size of Rhode Island on the left. Well, in between, there's a par four, and I was standing on the green looking back up towards the tee box, and a fox just ran across the front of the green from one wooded area to the other. And I'm like, God darn it, these things are cool.
They are cool. They're cool as hell. It's been a couple of years since I've seen one. The last time I saw one was also on a golf course playing at Shepherd's Hollow up in Clarkston.
Yep.
Saw one there. I love them. I think they are, they're cool. They're cute. They just seem
sleek,
awesome.
Sleek. They're red.
Yeah, it's like...
Or I guess they're more like orangish, but...
Yeah. They're like a cooler version of a raccoon, and I love myself a raccoon.
I don't see any comparison between a fox and a raccoon.
Oh, I think they're both about the same size.
Huh.
Maybe I get some big raccoons I've seen.
I mean, you must. I mean, I see foxes more like a big dog. A raccoon's more like a rat.
Foxes aren't that big. I don't think they're as big as a coyote.
No, I mean, it's not. But I would just, Kang, have you ever seen a fox out in the wild?
Only every time I look in the mirror, Doug.
Look at you.
Oh, this guy.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well played, sir.
No, I can't recall the last time I've seen a fox, but I have seen one in the wild. It's different because out here in Michigan, you see deer all the time, right? Now you see, I feel like you see wild turkey even more than before. Am I wrong about that?
Wild turkey everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
I saw a gang war
what?
By my parents' house, by my mom's house last week.
Some turkey stepping?
Well, their neighborhood is overrun by turkeys.
Is it some jive turkeys?
Well, now we had a turf war because...
Easy. Easy, my man.
Hey, whoa.
Cross the line.
No one called anyone a JT. But not only were the wild turkeys, but then the Canadian geese came in.
Oh.
And they were on opposite sides of the street. And I'm like, this is the most awesome thing I've seen in my life.
Yes.
It's going to be a rumble.
I hope they all lose.
I just wanted to park the car there and watch it, you know, but I had to get back to my mom's house. But I do enjoy that.
It's such a little kid thing to say, but I had to go home to mom.
I had to go back to mom's. Had to help mom.
I was late for dinner.
Yeah. I got yelled at. Yeah. Come on. All right. Here we go.
The street lights came on. I got on my bike and left.
You know who on Instagram who's always got stuff going with a fox? Kate Beckinsale.
What do you mean?
The actress. There's apparently by her house, there's like a fox that comes into her courtyard and she hand feeds it. Comes right up to her. And she's.
Wow.
The thing's basically docile.
Just a cool awesome. Foxes are very cool. I'm a big fan. Every time I see one, I'm like, God, that's the coolest animal. And they don't let you look at him long, too. They're like, I couldn't believe I had to like stare down. He got across the road and he stopped and he looked over his shoulder and I'm like, hey, what is
said, take up? A picture to last longer. And he kept going.
Yep.
Because he's cool.
The one on the golf course was out of it.
They always call it foxes like sly, right?
Yeah.
A sly fox. Yep.
248-539-9797. Mike's in New Baltimore, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great.
Good to hear. Hey, if you guys want to see some foxes, go to Golden Hawk Golf Course on the 7th hole. There's a pack of 4 of them. There's a little den there, and every time you golf there on the front 9, you'll be guaranteed to see at least one of them.
What is the name of the course?
Golden Hawk Golf Course.
Golden Hawk.
Yeah, off of 94 towards Fort Huron.
Okay. Is that Thumb?
Yep.
Are you getting up by the Thumb?
It's between Sterling Heights and Sarnia.
Okay.
Up along there 94. You go.
Yeah. Number 7 at Golden Hawk as foxes, huh?
Yes.
Sweet.
Just north of New Baltimore.
Is there anything cooler?
No, it's awesome. They'll come out. I mean, they're very friendly. Obviously, you can't pet them, but they'll come right up to your ball. You'll wait a few minutes and... yeah, if you like foxes, you'll really enjoy it. It's really cool, especially if you got kids with you that, you know, that are a little bit younger, teenagers, you know, early teens. That, yeah, you can rarely do you see a fox, but I'm in a league there every week, and I see them every week. It's really cool.
Very cool. Thank you, Mike. 248-539-9797. Anyway, so Gator, last night, Tigers 10-0 win over the Astros. It was awesome. Back in the top spot in the American League, 4.5 clear of Houston now. And if Houston's in the third spot, Detroit's actually in the top spot. So it's now Toronto is in the reel in position. Houston looking to reel in Toronto, not reel in Detroit. Tigers 8.5 in front of Cleveland and 8-3 in their last 11. Top of the 5th inning, I can't remember who was at the plate. I got to look it up. Dylan Dingler. Framed a pitch on a called strike 3. He must have moved it a foot. And the funny thing about it is, I was told that major league catchers can get away with about a quarter turn of the glove. Like you can catch it and make about a quarter turn. You know, if it's low, you can quarter turn it up. If it's high, you can quarter turn it down. But like you can't do a half turn, you just a little quarter turn. He moved it a foot. And the umpire rang him up.
If it was Smith or Melton, Smith led off the inning.
I don't know if anybody saw this. It was a pitch was down and away. I mean, maybe we could look at if you got the like the inning by inning in front of you. Was it down and away? It was down and in. And Dingler went down and just yanked it up into the middle of the strike zone. So, look, I just got done coaching kids baseball. And what's hysterical is when catchers are like 10 or 11 years old and they first find out about framing pitches, they will try to frame everything.
Right.
Because they just think it's the coolest thing. And catchers will like come out of their stance and catch one above the batter's head and then drop back into the stance like it's like it's a strike. Or they'll get one out of the dirt and frame it. It'll be 2 feet outside. They'll frame it. I don't know if I've ever seen a major leaguer actually attempt to pull a pitch from well out of the strike zone into the middle of the strike zone. I don't know if I've ever seen an umpire fall for one that bad.
This, at least according to the graphic on this.
Yeah.
If the first batter was Smith and he struck him out looking, but all the strikes were in the strike zone. Melton, who was an ex-batter, struck out looking on the seventh pitch of the at-bat, and the pitch was in the lower outer quadrant, but still was a strike. And this is the problem that I have with the framers, because I think this is what you're talking about. It's so exaggerated with how much he moved it up. It's like it was a strike to begin with. You didn't have to exaggerate it that much.
Well, this one wasn't a strike. This one was not a strike. Like the cartoon box, it was outside the cartoon box.
Yeah, because cartoon boxes here in the fifth inning are showing that everything.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Was a strike.
Let me tell you, it was not. And I'd have to go back and look. I think it was Melton. I think he was the batter. And they called it a strike. And I guess, you know, I don't know if I've ever seen one exaggerated that much. And Dingler got away with it. JT in Detroit, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, JT.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
Hey, my comment is my observation was Dingler was getting away with that for the entire nine innings. It was funny because he certainly was exaggerating some of those frames. But then both catchers, when they didn't frame and the ball was outside the box, those pitches were being called strikes. So that was an odd strike zone all night long.
Yeah. Well, the one, I don't know if you saw the one I was talking about to Melton in the top of the fifth.
I did see it, and I think you're correct that it was Melton at the plate.
And he stopped. He, like, stopped and looked again, a tight shot at his face. Like, are you kidding me? But, hey, it worked.
Yes, it did.
It worked.
All night long.
There was a lot of good that came out of that game. Let's get to it at 12:16. Are you going to eat that at 12:35? Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, on Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day. So if you've been looking at a futures bet, like I'm looking at K-State to make the playoffs, that's one of my little future plays, you can get good odds. 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. You can take a flyer on an MVP, you can crown a champion, division winner, conference winner, dark horses, market calendars, you can parlay your division winners if you so choose. This is your day for hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because FanDuel's Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.